This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. attorneys fired by the Justice Department last year had some scathing words today about their experience. The former prosecutors were responding to written questions from the House Judiciary Committee after their testimony before the panel earlier this year. NPR's Ari Shapiro has details of their answers.
The words practically jump off the page at you. Selfish, self-serving, inept, insulting, hogwash. That's how the fired U.S. attorneys describe their former leaders at the Department of Justice and the White House. Their venom's especially striking since they were all appointed by President Bush, and because their answers to the committee's questions are so consistent. When asked, "Did you ever receive a warning from the Justice Department that your office's priorities would result in your being asked to resign?" every one of the six replied, "No." Some of the most vivid stories come from Bud Cummins of Arkansas. Cummins describes his replacement, former White House aide Tim Griffin, bragging, "They are going to use the Patriot Act to appoint me." Cummins writes, "He said that there was a provision in the Patriot Act that nobody knew about that would enable them to appoint him in a way that he could stay in place throughout President Bush's administration, with or without Senate confirmation." Then a month later, top justice official Michael Elston assured Cummins that every replacement U.S. attorney would be confirmed by the Senate. Cummins says, "I told him if that was the case, then he'd better gag Tim Griffin." That correspondence came out of the House Judiciary Committee. The Senate Judiciary Committee had its own news today. Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy sent out a subpoena, the first he's issued in this controversy. It demands that the Attorney General hand over any emails from White House political adviser Karl Rove about the U.S. attorney firings. The White House says some of those emails may have been deleted, but the Justice Department might have them from an earlier investigation of White House aide Louis Scooter Libby. The subpoena gives the Attorney General 2 weeks to deliver the documents. And the Justice Department announced its own probe today. The target is Monica Goodling, the Justice Department's former White House liaison. She resigned after refusing to testify before Congress about the U.S. attorney firings. The Inspector General and the Office of Professional Responsibility are now looking into whether Goodling hired new prosecutors based on their political ideology, a criterion explicitly forbidden by law. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.